You're listening to SBS News.
Egyptian transgender activist Malak El-Kashif has endured a lifelong struggle to be accepted as a woman. She has been imprisoned three times and faced the disapproval of her family. Born Abdel Rahman, she spent her childhood as a young boy in a traditional and religious family where she memorized parts of the Quran. At the age of 9, Miss El-Kashif knew she was different, telling her mother, "I am not a boy, I am a girl." In response, she was sent to her room and beaten by her father. The activist recalls the hurt she felt as a result of her family's denial of her gender identity.
My parents' rejection was like a bomb. Imagine when your safe area, your go-to when someone in the street beats you, the one you call when you are lost anywhere or when you take a cab while not having enough money with you and they pay. That safe area was the one who rejected you and forced you to get into bigger war, not only with your identity, but with everything, because when our families bail on us, life becomes more difficult and the confrontation becomes bigger.
When she was just 13 years old, Miss El-Kashif left home, no longer able to deal with her parents' rejection. The teenager set out to start a life of her own, carrying little more than some foundation makeup, women's accessories, and 50 Egyptian pounds, the equivalent of 5 Australian dollars. 7 years on, Ms. El-Kashif is an outspoken activist fighting for LGBT and other political rights in Cairo. Her legal name is still a male one, with her request to change her identity yet to receive a response from local officials. Ms. El-Kashif says she has spent her life defying authority.
I clashed and fought with first the patriarchal authority, which is my family, then the social authority, society, people and citizens, then the medical authority, then religious authority, then government authority. All of this just because I made a decision regarding my own body.
Transgender rights have not gained widespread acceptance in conservative Egypt, where the process of transitioning is a long and difficult one. People wishing to transition must undergo medical tests, 2 years of psychological treatment, and approval from medical specialists and religious authorities. Ms. El-Kashif has been diagnosed with gender identity disorder, a term which has been changed to gender dysphoria by the American Psychiatric Association. It's defined as a conflict between a person's physical or assigned gender and the gender with which he, she, or they identify. Gender dysphoria can lead to great discomfort and distress as the person is unable to reconcile their assigned gender and the gender they identify with. Ms. El-Kashif has been arrested and imprisoned 3 times so far. She says the first 2 times she was arrested merely for her appearance, with police telling her, "You are queer, we don't like the way you look." The 3rd time she was arrested at a protest against a fatal train crash, which she believes was caused by government negligence. Ms. El-Kashif was placed in solitary confinement at a men's prison, causing an outcry by activists fearing for her safety. She says her experience in prison was an unpleasant one.
The memory of the first day in prison, the deathly feeling of loneliness because of the solitary confinement, the fear in being deprived from walking breaks in the outdoor area, which is a legal right. All of this can be summarized as I haven't seen sunlight or communicated with people for 135 days.
Her only distraction was a charcoal pencil with no sharpener and some sketches brought by family and friends. Upon her release, Ms. El-Kashif filed a lawsuit calling for special places to hold transgender people in prisons and police stations. Last year, the activist posted a picture online announcing that her gender transitioning surgeries were complete. Thousands of commenters flocked to the post with messages varying from congratulatory to hateful and violent. But Ms. El-Kashif says she's had some real-life affirmations that she is making a difference. One mother confided that she had sought medical help for her daughter after hearing her story, while a transgender man told her, "To me, you are the resistance." Jennifer Liu, SBS News.